The secret ministry saga has rocked politics for over a week, but much remains unanswered about Scott Morrison's appointment to five ministries, namely the issue of legality. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the public will know more by Tuesday.
I will release it publicly. I'm giving that commitment so that everyone will have the opportunity to see the advice for themselves. But I would have thought that Australians are concerned that this could ever occur.
Mr Albanese confirmed his department had received the advice on Monday, and it's already prompting calls for an inquiry, including from Greens leader Adam Bandt, who told the ABC.
Some of these broader questions, especially when it comes to the public, as colleagues, the public service, all of those things do need to be answered as well, because this goes to a fundamental question of trust.
One Liberal Party member has also voiced her support for an investigation. Bridget Archer, who crossed the Parliament floor to vote with the government on its climate legislation, says there needs to be changes in how these processes take place.
I think that Australians generally agree that we don't want to see this sort of situation occur into the future. So we need to examine how we got here and how we stop it happening going forward.
Nationals leader David Littleproud has also called for the loophole which allowed Mr Morrison to be sworn into those ministries to be addressed. He told Sky News confidence in politicians needs to be maintained.
I think we need to maintain the trust in our political institutions, our democratic institutions. They've served this country well. So as political leaders, we've got a responsibility to be the custodians of that and to ensure that if there are evolving circumstances that future governments could take advantage of without being transparent to the Australian people, then we should close those loopholes.
Last week, a spokesperson for the Governor-General stated David Hurley had no reason to believe the appointments would not be communicated. A spokesperson for the Office of the Official Secretary to the Governor-General also said the office is not responsible for publishing these sorts of administrative appointments, but the office said it would support a more transparent process to make any future appointments public. Transparency also under the spotlight over a new report into so-called pork barrelling, which is the use of public resources to target certain voters. Co-author of the Grattan Institute report, Kate Griffiths, explains.
It's a real problem because it has real harm. I mean, there's the waste of the money spent on something that isn't the most important, the most needed. But there is also implications for our democracy around our loss of trust in government, around skewing elections, and potentially also a sort of broader corrupt culture that pork barrelling creates.
Pork barrelling at the federal level has been heavily criticised, with the coalition government found to be using programs in sport, regional and car park grants to target key seats. But Ms Griffiths says it's a legal grey area and it's not related to just one side.
So different governments have been involved in eroding trust over time, and what we really need to see is some more accountability, some more transparency to show that governments are concerned about this and they're willing to sort of let the public in, let the public see what's really happening and try to restore their trust.
Pork barrelling could be brought up in a federal integrity commission, which the government says it wants to establish this term. Krishani Danji, SBS News.